Have to skip you there.
You ever heard people call that the rind or the skin?
Yeah, the skin. The skin. Or is that the part you told? I think that's the other side of it. It's the skin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, what about some people like to eat this type of meat with their breakfast? It's kind of hot, you know. It comes in patties or links.
Sausage meat. Mm-hmm.
What would you call a man who sells just meat and nothing else? He'd be the what?
He's a butcher.
He's a butcher. Okay. Well, what about if meat's been kept too long? You say it's what? You know, if it's been kept out too long and you can't eat it, you say that meat's
spoiled.
It's spoiled. Okay. And talking about different types of meat, after you butcher a hog, what can you make with the meat from its head?
Sounds.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard that called anything else?
Yeah, there's a... we always called it souse, but it had got another name. Mm-hmm. I can't remember.
Have you ever heard it called head cheese?
Head cheese, yeah. We was talking about that yesterday. Head cheese, I couldn't think.
Head cheese. Okay. What about if... have you ever heard of anything that was made by grinding up the hog liver and cooking it?
Oh, that's... I got to where I can't cover a lot of things. I know what it is. Mm-hmm.
Is it called liver pudding or?
Yeah, liver pudding.
Mm-hmm. Is that the same thing as liverwurst?
Yes, I think so.
Same thing. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of anybody making anything out of hog?
We don't ever grind liver. We always cut it in little pieces, little chunks.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of anybody making anything out of hog blood?
No, sir.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't sound too appealing, does it?
I don't know of anything.
Okay. Have you ever heard of somebody maybe taking the juice from the souse or the head cheese and stirring it up with some cornmeal and maybe some hog meat and then cooking it and then after it gets cold, slicing it up and frying it? Have you ever heard of anything like that?
Yes, you know.
You take some the juice from the head cheese and mix it with cornmeal.
We never have done any of
that. Have you ever heard of anything called scrapple?
I have to skip you that. I don't think so.
Okay. What about if you'd kept your butter too long and it didn't taste good? You'd say it's
spoiled or something.
Spoiled or maybe would you ever say it's rancid? Or
rancid. Yeah.
Okay. What do you call this thick, sour milk that women keep in their kitchen sometimes?
Clabber.
Mm-hmm. What have you ever heard that called anything else?
Well, it's spoiled milk, the only thing that I know.
What can you make out of that? Do you know?
Well, now clabber you can, my mother and them used to churn the milk and make butter out of the, after the milk, when the cream dries, after you do the clabber.
Have you ever heard of people making cottage cheese out of that stuff?
Cottage cheese? Mm-hmm. I know cottage cheese, but I didn't know how it was made.
Might not eat any more of it. Okay.
But now, is that what cottage cheese is made out of?
I've heard that it was, yeah. Mm-hmm. What about after you milk your cow, what do you have to do to it to get the impurities out of it? You
have to strain it.
Have to strain it. Mm-hmm. And this is something that it's kind of like an apple pie, but it's not exactly a pie. But you might make it in a deep dish out of apples or peaches or something like that, and it'd have a thick crust on top. I guess it'd have the same ingredients as a pie, but it's not exactly like a pie. Have you ever heard of or have you ever had any apple cobbler?
Yeah, very cobbler.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, what about if somebody has a real good appetite, you might say about him, he sure likes to put away his...
his rations.
Okay. Have you ever heard people call food victuals?
Yeah, victuals.
Mm-hmm. Do you use that much?
Well, I've heard it here a lot.
Mm-hmm.